Hello and welcome to the podcast.
Breakfast on Midlands 103 with thanks to Tullamore Credit Union's current account, tullamorecu.ie.
Have a listen to this music here. That music tells you that it's Friday. And what better way to kick off Friday but to regale you with some bad dad gags. Some of your own bad dad gags have been text or WhatsApped into us. Did you hear WhatsApp?
WhatsApp.
It's the new app.
I did actually hear
app,
it yeah. because my headphones are working.
Good. Oh, nice one.
Two days in a row.
You're three excelling. Days, no?
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't say three.
Pori got in touch and he says, lads, what do you call an Irishman who breaks up fights? Lee Malone. Do you get it? Hi, you, Lee Malone, will you? Will you leave Malone? Leave Malone. Kev said, I was in a taxi the other day and the driver said, you mind if I put some music on? I said, not at all. He said, Kiss? I said, well, let's just listen to the music. We'll see how we feel first.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, I love it.
Well, oh, that Kev, is a great joke.
For my wife's birthday, I brought her to an orchard. We stood there for a few hours, but she was miserable throughout the whole thing. You know
how
that?
Come?
Well, it turns out it wasn't the Apple Watch she was looking for. And I wasn't sure how she'd react to me replacing our bed with a trampoline. Yeah, turns out she hit the roof. She was watching telly the other night, actually. You know that?
You need stop revealing all your secrets about your wife. Anyway, she was watching telly.
She was, and she gets really animated when she watches a film. She's shouting, don't go in there. Don't go into that church, you idiot. Turns out she was watching our wedding video again.
That's a little bit close to home there, Peter. You sounded a little bit upset when you read that one out.
Big shout to Siobhan. Siobhan has two ant jokes.
Ant jokes?
Ant jokes, right? Okay. She said, lads, I have an ant farm. One of the ant dresses up as a clown to cheer up the other ants. He's an anti-depressant. Oh, my drums are broke. Hold on, let me tweak something here. Yeah, they're fine now. She said, do you know how I can tell the gender of my ants?
I genuinely have no idea.
The face on you. You look really perplexed. How she tells the gender of her ants is, she said, I put them in water. If it sinks, it's a girl ant. If it floats, it's
Boy ant. Ah, very good. Very good.
They're brilliant.
Just drowning ants.
Pretty much to find their gender.
Not the most effective experiment.
Give a mouth-to-mouth to an ant. Goodness me.
Be sure. Keep your habits to yourself.
Go away, you. Dermot texted in. He said, lads, I bought a map of the world. I hung it up in the kitchen and said to my wife, throw a dart at the map wherever it lands. I'm taking you there on holidays.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's not
turns
bad,
out we're spending 2 weeks behind the fridge. That's brilliant.
You have to be real confident in your wife's inability to hit a dart to put that one up.
Or save money. Yeah. Let's give you one more.
Okay.
Alison said, lads, myself and a friend did a Ouija board last night.
Terrifying.
Would you ever do a Ouija board?
No. No, I've seen far too many horror movies to get roped into something like that.
Put you off, yeah.
I've got a brain.
But yeah, herself and her friend did a Ouija board last night. She said, I kept spelling out staying alive, staying alive. Turns out it wasn't a Ouija board, it was a BG board. No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. David Bowie changes Midlands 103. Peter with you. Anybody fancy a coffee? Can you do this? Yes. Here's a little pick-me-up. Get you up and running for Tuesday. Have a think about this. It's your caffeine kick, okay? And I want you to text or WhatsApp me the answer. Follow by your name and location. You do that, you get it right, you get on the honours list. Not everybody gets on the honours list, because if you get it wrong, nah, we just ignore. I'm sorry. Caffeine kick is a harsh world. So you're running in a race, you overtake the person in second place. Where are you coming in the race now? That's it. You're running in a race, you overtake the person in second place. Where are you coming in the race now? Text or WhatsApp your answer. Follow by your name and location, 083 30 10 103. Get it right and get on the honours list. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103, weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights.
Now, one of the people we love on this show is Grandma Droniak. We played her a few times here. Grandma Droniak is an internet sensation. She has over 3 million followers. She's 94 years of age and she does not give a damn. Not a damn is given. And she's dead right. One of her latest videos, she's talking to the camera while doing her makeup because she's going to Bertha's funeral. This is all genuine stuff. Will I play it for you? Okay, have a listen to this.
Get ready with me for Bertha's funeral. If you didn't know, Bertha was trying to hook up with my husband. I always knew I would outlive her. I'm nervous because she might be talking to my husband in heaven. So I'm going to pay my respects. And maybe she won't talk to him. May she lay in peace. Okay, let me show you my outfit. This is my outfit. I look good, but I don't want to look too good because it's a funeral. Do you think her ghost will like it? She was always jealous of my clothes. I didn't like her, but it's still sad because she's gone. Love ya.
I wonder what she really thinks, in fairness. Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Cameron, hope you're well this morning on this Monday morning.
As well as you can be on a Monday morning,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Stick on them cans.
If they work.
Of course they work. Check them out. Can you hear me? Can you hear my beautiful voice?
I can. Oh, now I want to take them off.
Now, do you know what I want to do?
What's
I want
that?
To introduce to you our very own mariachi band, isn't it? Yes, there you go. Okay. I bought a mariachi band in for you, Cameron.
Okay.
You know why?
You didn't learn how to say it, though. It's your birthday, we're here to party and sing to you. Not today.
Well, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Well, happy birthday yesterday,
thanks very
Cameron.
Thanks very much.
Did you do anything nice for your birthday?
No.
God,
no.
You're very boring. You're getting old.
I'm getting old. That's the problem. No, as soon as I realised I was turning 25, I was like, you know what? I can't celebrate this anymore.
There's loads of people shouting at the radio now, but 25, would you go out of that, would you? 25.
Oh, getting old.
Yeah. Well, it's true, you are getting
old. I'm 25 with a broken elbow, to be fair. It ages you quite a bit.
Well, you were born 25, so you're now 50, technically. So
is that how it works?
Yeah, you have an old head in you.
Do I?
You do, yeah. You have an old head in you. An old head in your shoulders, Cameron.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Either do I, actually. Do you know who you celebrate your birthday with?
I don't. I actually
really?
Have no idea.
I'm proud to say I celebrate my birthday with Phil Innert from Thin Lizzy.
Oh, very good.
Rock legend. And then you filled in it as well. You celebrate your birthday.
Is it Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan.
Ah,
do you know how old Jackie Chan was yesterday on your birthday?
Oh, he must be in his 60s.
70. Jackie Chan
up
is
Jackie
70.
Chan.
There you go.
That's a man who needs to celebrate his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If anyone deserves it, it's him.
You also celebrate your birthday with Duncan James from Blue.
I don't know him.
That's fair enough. The singer Anne-Marie.
As in the English lady. Okay,
yeah.
I know her.
Russell Crowe. Wow.
That's not a bad one. That's some good company.
That is good company. Yeah, Gladiator, American Gangster, all that kind of stuff.
I like Gladiator.
It was also on the day of your birthday. Well, not today, but back in 1906, Mount Vesuvius erupted. Now, there you go.
Now, that I like.
That is
That's
cool.
A fantastic fact on a Monday.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Do you want to know? Do you want to know what date you were conceived?
Not really,
Cameron. You were more than likely conceived on the 15th of July.
Thanks, Peter.
The 15th of July, 1998. There you go.
Thanks. Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I need to hear on a Monday morning.
But in fairness, your birthday does fall on National Beer Day and no Housework Day.
I didn't celebrate either of those.
That's what every man wants.
I know.
Well, most men want.
Why didn't you tell me this on Friday?
Well, now you know for when you're 26.
I did housework yesterday.
You idiot.
I know, and I didn't have any beer.
You idiot.
I didn't celebrate either of my national holidays.
You can celebrate later on. What do you think?
I think I'm going to have to. Kira, did you hear that?
Exactly. Kira, if you're listening, no housework and
beer.
A couple of suds. For Cameron, how's that?
Enjoy, Cameron. I'd say you're glad from coming in here this morning.
Yeah, you've just given me a late birthday present.
There you go. Happy birthday.
Thanks very much.
Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. So how'd the caffeine kick go down so far? Have a think about this now. You're running in a race. You overtake the person in second place. Where are you coming in the race now? Have a think about it. Sometimes these aren't very, very straightforward. Running in a race, you overtake the person in second. Where are you coming in the race now? Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Film based on Monopoly is going to be made. It's going to be produced by Margot Robbie's company, Lucky Chap. So her firm also worked on Saltburn and Barbie. And they're working with Hasbro, the board games maker, and Lionsgate as well. So details about a storyline, or at least they haven't even been given yet. But David, I reckon we can make a trailer for the Irish version of it. What do you think?
I'm certain we can.
You enjoyed Barbie, didn't you? You thought Barbie was good.
It was genuinely really, really good.
Yeah. You enjoyed it. So there you go. I reckon they'll do a good job at this as well. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, how good of a job will we do of it?
That's why I'm hesitant here. I'm deeply concerned about the next minute or two here.
Yeah, but honestly, they are really making a movie based on Monopoly. But I reckon we could do our own version of it. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Let's do this. Epic music, isn't
yeah.
it?
Okay, I'm into this now.
Let's do it. In a world where property reigns supreme, one family will embark on the ultimate real estate adventure. Meet the O'Briens, a family with dreams of building an empire. But when they stumble upon a mysterious old man in Kimmage, their lives are about to change forever.
You want to play the game? You gotta play by the rules.
They're about to learn that in Monopoly, every move has consequences.
Give me the money! You landed on my street, I want my money.
I love it. From Shrewsbury Road to Grafton Street, to the one that nobody wants, Talbot Street. Here, have you got any smokes on you? They'll mortgage their souls for a shot at the top.
Go to jail! I did nothing wrong!
Go to jail, come on! But when greed takes over, they learn that the true value of success isn't measured in money.
Come on, man, I'll owe you the money. You know I'm good for it.
Brace yourself for the biggest paranoia roller coaster ride of the year.
How come you've got so much money and you're the banker? You stealing little thief. You have to be. How did you earn so much?
It's not about winning. It's all about bankrupting your loved ones.
That's it. We're getting a divorce.
Monopoly the movie, coming to a theater near you. Roll the dice and make your move. Oh, I've got shivers up my spine, David, thinking about it. I love it. Dear. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, that was phenomenally conceived. Well done.
Absolutely.
I was wondering why you were working so hard in here this morning.
And I don't normally. I'm normally half asleep here.
I know. I was shocked. I was worried, actually.
There you go. Well, we pretty much the movie made, so let's go out and do it. Let's beat Margot Robbie at her own game. How's that?
Easily done, I'd say.
Let's do it. Yeah. David, I'll let you go polish up your acting skills, which are pretty good, by the way. Fair play to you. And look, if you don't make it in this radio thing, you can always get a job on Fair City, I'm telling you.
I'll stick to the news.
Get this show in full Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands 103. Boston on your feel-good breakfast, Midlands 103. Just coming up to 20 past 8. And last Friday, we were able to go to somewhere absolutely magical for our latest episode of Get Active. And I'm absolutely thrilled to bring this to you.
Get Active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
It's the penultimate week as myself and my good friend Christopher Cribben get set to run 42.2 kilometres with just 18 weeks training. And this week, it was a gym workout on Tuesday, stretching Wednesday, Thursday was a 10 kilometre run, and Sunday was a 12 kilometre run, and all went relatively well. But if you want to hear more in detail, you can check out the latest Get Active podcast
midlands103.com/podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts, you can just search Get Active with Midlands 103. Now, the reason I rushed through all that is because I wanted to bring you a sample of the reason as to why we're running, a sample of the magic that's made possible by your donations to our Get Active journey. We got to visit Barrowsound Castle and chat to a few of the children, and we decided as well to pack up the gear, bring the music to the already amazing atmosphere that's created in Barrowsound.
We love Barrowsound!
We love Barrowsound! Are you ready for this?
Yes!
What's your name?
Nice to meet you, Alice. Where are you from?
I'm from Bray.
Oh, you're not too far away, just down the coast. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing here at Barrowstown.
Well, in Barrowstown, you basically press play on your childhood. You get to become the best part of you, comes out of you and really shines. And it's just amazing.
That is the most articulate answer I think I've ever got.
It really has definitely opened up my confidence, and I've never been unhappy here. So I think it's just really amazing.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. Nice to meet you, Alice.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you too.
Oh, thank you so much. And yourself?
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Where are you from, Liliana?
Bray.
Oh, you're Bray as well. Are you sisters?
Yes. Or?
Oh, wow. Very good. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing here.
Well, it's just a really fun place because I get to meet new friends, and it's really fun because you have all these activities that you do and you just forget about everything.
And everybody is so friendly.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, you know, but everybody are just friends here.
Yeah.
And I think me and Lily has definitely become closer as well by coming down here.
Yeah.
You'll have memories that'll last a lifetime here.
Helen.
And where are you from, Helen?
I'm from Tipperary.
Tipperary. Wow. What part of Tipperary?
Just outside Turles, Holy Cross.
Oh, that's a lovely spot. I've been there a few times. It's really, really nice there. How are you enjoying Barrowstown?
It's really fun, and you get to do loads of different things that you wouldn't really get to do, like, at your house, like.
Sarah?
What are we up to today in Barrowstown?
We did low ropes and horse riding.
And have you made any new friends?
Lily and Sophia.
Sophia, nice to meet you.
Hi. Well, we done archery, we done low rope, arts and crafts, and we done studio.
I'm Olivia.
Olivia, nice to meet you, Olivia. What's the best thing about Barrowstown?
Just meeting new people, like new friends.
Isabel.
Isabel, nice to meet you. What's the best activity?
Probably the canoeing.
My name's Liam.
Nice to meet you, Liam. And do you play football?
Yeah.
Who do you support?
Brentford.
Brentford?
I know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
And how come you support Brentford?
Because my uncle lives in London and I just said that I'd pick that.
Can I guess your favourite player?
Ivan Toney.
Yeah, I was going to say Ivan Toney. You know that. Tell me, what are the Caras like? Are they nice?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite?
Charlie.
Let's chat to a few of our Caras. Harriet, how are you?
Hi.
Where are you from, Harriet?
I'm from York in England.
Oh, I love your accent.
Thank you. No, everyone says that. When I was a camper, it really like shaped who I was, and I would hope that coming back to volunteer, we can make the children whose confidence being totally knocked to the floor, build that back up for them.
How do you explain the magic of Barrowstown to somebody who's never been here?
It's so hard because I feel like everyone calls it magic because there's just nothing else to describe it. Like, you will dance, you'll get your face painted, you get to know all these amazing kids, like, you just have the most fun time ever.
I just think it's just great to meet different kinds of people. So I met great people, staff and campers, made loads of friends, and I just love the energy around the place. It's probably the most positive place I've ever been, you know.
You heard from Alice a few minutes ago, and during the disco, she approached myself and Christopher with a loom band each. So a loom band is a little bracelet that she made for us, and she told us the colours were green and yellow. Green for Barrowstown and yellow for positivity. And we promised her that when we run the marathon on Sunday, we'll wear the bracelets to remind us not only of the amazing charity, but the wonderful children that pass through Barrowstown and the strength and determination they show every day to overcome their obstacles.
Barrowstown, thank you so much for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure to come from Midlands 103 here today to put on a disco for you guys. Barrowstown, we absolutely love you. You are absolutely magic. Thanks so much.
Big thanks to everybody who has donated to our iDonate page. And don't forget, you can still donate by logging on to midlands103.com. Click on the Get Active sign. That'll take you straight to our iDonate page where you can donate whatever you can. The good people of Barrowstown, the boys and girls, really, really appreciate it. And in 2 days' time, we'll find out who wins that signed Manchester United jersey as well.
Get Get active with Midlands 183, powered by HereMed Healthcare in the heart of Tullamore. Here when you need us. HereMed.ie.
No radio? It's fine. You can get the full show Monday to Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 9 on Midlands103.com, or you can download the free app from, I don't know, wherever you get your apps, I suppose. Dua Lipa training season, Midlands 103. Morning, it's Peter with you. Welcome to Thursday, the 11th of the 4th in the year 2024, just in case you're wondering. Just coming up to 8:15. 083 3010 103 when you want to text or WhatsApp, powered by the home of Offaly's top-selling car brand, Lamb Brothers Toyota, on the Arden Road in Tullamore. So did you hear what happened yesterday in Sandymount? Well, a sinkhole in the middle of the village in South Dublin had been patched up. So the ground opened up on a part of a road beside a curb in Sandymount yesterday afternoon. And the city council sent out a crew to inspect the hole, and a temporary repair was made to make the area safe. So the cause of the sinkhole, imagine a sinkhole, will be investigated today with permanent repair to follow. Isn't that absolutely amazing? Isn't it? I'm fascinated by it. You know that. I'm not fascinated by the actual sinkhole. I'm fascinated that it appeared and the council were there on the day, and that they promised to have an investigation into it the following day. Imagine that. I tell you what, unfortunately, we don't see that in road, do we? Well, you're missing the music. You can get the show in full weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. on Midlands 103. This is called the Google Game. David, have you ever heard of the Google Game?
No.
Well, you know what we do, okay? We're going to type something into Google, and we're going to get Google to finish our sentence. And it's based on what the people of the Midlands have searched.
Yes.
Okay? So we're just going to leave one word out.
I'm deeply concerned.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want you to guess that. I'll give you 10 okay. seconds for every guess, okay?
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I am worried.
Okay, good. I like you worried. That's brilliant.
Keep me anxious. That's your style.
Okay, so we typed into Google, how do I grow? And what do you think the top three answers were? Okay, fire out loads of answers to me. Let's see if you're right.
Okay, a mushroom.
Okay, keep going. Keep going.
A house plant.
Keep going.
And
keep going.
Biscuit.
A biscuit.
I.
How
wasn't
do I
thinking
grow a
too,
biscuit?
I wasn't thinking straight there.
How do I grow taller?
Ah, yeah.
How do I grow my nails longer? And how do I grow strawberries? So houseplant, strawberries, you know.
I'd say the mushroom is as close to the strawberry, really.
Yeah, okay. Let's
give
you that. No, let's give you that. I'm happy enough to give you that.
That's ridiculous. Thank
you. Okay, you're very, very welcome. Right, next one is... okay, you ready for this one? I don't think you're ready for this one.
No.
Next one is, how do I grow...
How do I grow?
How do I grow?
What was the first one?
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm really bad at this, haven't I? Okay, the second one is, why is my... Finish the sentence. Why is my... You have 10 seconds.
Okay.
Go for it.
Why is my toe turning black?
Why is my toe turning... Oh, hold on there. Take that. Hold on there for a second. I want to know about this, David. Tell us why your toe is turning black.
No, I'm just saying people can drop jam jars on their feet and then they, you know... Anyway, how many seconds have I got left?
8. Go on.
Why is my ear sore?
Keep
and
going.
Why Keep going. Is my child so cranky?
Good question, actually.
Yeah.
No. Why is my goldfish going black?
Hey, like a toe.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Why is my dog eating grass?
Fair enough.
And why is my poop green?
Because I think dogs eat grass because they're constipated.
So is it kind of linked?
Well, the dog wouldn't be Googling. It's like, why is my poop gone green?
Wouldn't it be hilarious if your dog Googled stuff? Why is my owner an absolute...
Yeah.
Legend?
Dog sentience, not something we probably need to know.
Right, let's give you one more.
All right.
Okay. Should I put my finger in...
Africa.
10, 9.
In the dike, just to complete the expression.
In the what?
In the dike. Your finger in the dike. It's a dam. But people say, yeah, put your finger in the dike. I don't. Anyway. Boy, can I put my finger in?
Oh, God. All right, God.
A Chinese finger trap or jam jar.
Right, okay. Should I put my finger in ice if I cut it off? Number one.
Good question.
Should I put my finger in my belly button? Should I put my finger in a Venus flytrap?
Okay.
There you go.
I got 1 out of 9.
You got 1 out of 9.
And that was being generous.
Yeah, no, fair play to you. So let's give you one of these just for consistency reasons. Yeah. David, I dread to think what you're Googling. Right. Back to your desk. Go okay. on there and I'll inform IT of what you've been up to.
Thanks, Peter.
You're very welcome. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Miley Cyrus, Flowers, Midlands 103. Good morning, Peter, with you on this Tuesday morning. Welcome. How did a caffeine kick go down? Good few people awake across Midlands this morning. Great to see. Some not, but that's okay. So I gave you this. You're running in a race. You overtake the person in second place. Where are you coming in the race now? A lot of wrong answers as well. But Declan Walsh Ireland got it right. Peter and Tyrrell's Pass. Hilden Chinrone. Peter Coughlin got it. Chris Malloy and Tinny Cross got it right. Well done. Rosemary from Mullingar. Well done, Rosemary. Trish Cuddy in Port Lee, Seamus Kennedy in Moy Vore, Sue in Castletown Gagan, Matthew and Burr, John Farland, Collinstown got it right, Mike the bus driver got it, or Mike the ex-bus driver, sorry. Shawnee got it right, Michael in Pulla got it right, Dozer in Mullingar got it, Carmel Troy in Kilcormac, PJ Lynham in Kildangan, Martina got it, Catherine and Clara got it right as well. Renee in Tullamore, well done Renee. Lorraine Guinan from Clara got it right as well, Avril in Port Leash got it, Marie Cullen got it right, well done. Patrick Bennett, Mullingar, well done Patrick. Michael Casey in Dangan got it right, well done Michael. You're running in a race. You overtake the person in second place. Where are you coming in the race now? A lot of people said first. The answer is second. That was a little tricky one, isn't it? Or is it? Well done if you made the honours list. We'll do it again next week. Breakfast with Peter Dunne on Midlands 103. Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m. These are the highlights. Thank you so much for that, David. We're halfway there through the week. And every Wednesday, we love to educate the good people of the Midlands. Isn't that right, David?
Let's do it.
Let's do this. David, have you ever lost your mobile phone in Japan?
No.
You had to think about that.
Oh, sure, like, I have to think about everything.
Well, Japan is excellent at reuniting people with their lost property. 83% of mobile phones that were lost were found.
Okay.
That is incredible. What a record.
Well, I mean, like, we don't know how that statistic compares to our domestic version.
Right, well, you go get me the stats and we'll compare. How's that?
Oh, I am the journalist here.
You walked into that one.
Oh, I did.
After eating a large meal, did you know lions can sleep for up to 24 hours straight?
Oh, no. Living the life.
Did you have a large meal last night, David?
I had a normal sized meal, Peter.
Really?
No, I'm going to stop you here. Every time this happens, you like to announce to literally everybody listening that I may have had some issues in the morning. We're not doing it this morning. Fantastic facts. No, let's keep going.
I was just asking, did you have a big meal? That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know? Yeah, okay.
I'm not a lion.
The word crisp starts from the back of your mouth and ends at the front. Did
crisp.
You know that?
Crisp. Oh, it does. Crisp. That felt great.
That's lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. Led Zeppelin, great band.
Tremendous band.
When the Levee Breaks. The rock and roll, Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. But you know, Led Zeppelin's name was inspired by a musician who said the band would go down like a lead balloon.
Right, and
wow.
The Zeppelin famously went down pretty tragically.
Absolutely. Right. There you go.
Tullamore, home of the world's first aviation disaster.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
A hot air balloon crash landed on the town and burnt 200 homes down.
There you go. You're quick on Wikipedia there, David. Fair play to you.
Did you get out? You get out. Wikipedia off my mind.
Yeah, of course. Do you know koalas have fingerprints that are almost identical to fingerprints of humans? Do you know that?
No. No, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy, isn't it?
Why is that? Why do they get them?
I don't know. You know, just imagine being framed for a bank robbery.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
What's
the meaning of the koala bear?
Yeah, yeah.
And this koala bear looking at you really smug, you know, with sacks full of dollar signs.
Eating some bamboo.
Exactly. let's give you one more. Did you know some people feel uncomfortable when the TV volume is not divisible by two? Do you get that?
No.
Yeah, I get that.
What?
Like if the volume
is an even number.
Yeah,
something.
If the volume is on 23, like put it up to 24, take it down to 22. You know, just don't leave it at an uneven number.
That's mad. Just curious, anyone listening can message in. Are they noticing a violent, wild discrepancy between the volume required on your Skybox versus that on Disney Plus versus that on Netflix?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're up and down all the time.
We're on max on Disney, like full on.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's something that my partner watches a lot of. So when I turn on the TV the next day, yeah. Boom!
Bang!
Damn it, Fiona.
But yeah, so there you go. A lot of people not comfortable with that. But I'm the same. I wake up at 5, but if it's like 5:01, I'll wait till 5 past. You know what I mean? Or if it's 5:07, I'll wait till 10 past. You know, I can't get up on a, you know.
That was. You see, 5 in the morning is an uneven number. So maybe I just thought this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't get up at all, David, actually, but it sounds good. I'll leave it there, okay?
Leave it there. So
slagging stops.
Okie doke.